Last week in Adventuring Skondrag, Raphael and Sphage found Tyrmidon's blessing and the Dryad Sanctuary within it. After a confrontation with Lady Luck, they finally get the rest that they oh so needed. As the night went on, their dreams took a weird spin, and the line between reality and nightmare was blurred. What will they learn from the village elders? What wonders await them within the Hall of Tyrmidon? Where is the key that they set out to find? Find out now what's happening today in Adventuring!
Welcome back to Today in Adventuring, a homebrew D&D 5e podcast, because that's the one thing this world needs right now. Another D&D podcast. I'm your host and DM, Will Powers, and on my right we have...
Ike Matem, playing Raphael Grenditch.
Rich Powers, playing Shveig Pitala.
Cody, playing Skondrag the Forgotten.
Alright, well, last week we ended with you guys finally getting your full rest, and within that, we talked about a couple dreams that you guys had, and so we're going to start right up with you guys waking up in the morning.
Like I said, I didn't sleep well, so I kind of come out of the room.
No, hold on. That's and, whack.
And I walk out of the room.
Oh, man. I was waiting for that.
I walk out of the room. Yeah, it was funky.
Hey, did you have a dream that...
That my snake...
Snake was...
Talking to the lady in Copper Sun Casino? That was super...
Good, I thought it was just me. You know what I mean? That was terrifying.
Wait, you had the same dream?
Same dream.
So Shveig runs up and he's holding his maul, whose name is Garth, by the way. Garth Maul. He's holding his, and he's all dressed, and he's like, I've got a super happy, he said, when are we going today?
You slept pretty good, didn't
you?
Oh,
I feel great.
I look over at the pool.
Yeah, is the pool still clean?
The pool is not clean. It is. The whole thing is just kind of a pinkish color right now, so.
That's just kind of, ugh. All right. We're going to go.
You go for a swim with me again?
No.
Maybe later.
Okay.
So I spent a little bit of time looking through the book last night. I may have drooled on a few pages.
Why are these two stuck together?
No, don't ask. but I didn't find Farin in there anywhere.
You found one.
I found one Farin in the tome. Look at this. Take a look.
That's when you first found the tome, written on the front of the cover was a note from Farin.
Oh, what did it say?
I'm going to have to go back into my notes.
It wasn't in the first two episodes.
No, that you didn't even get the tome until episode
6 or something.
Yeah.
So I found this note written by the guy. It didn't say we were going to die.
That's
so
good.
That's, I mean, positive, but.
You don't normally get a heads up.
Do you think? Oh.
It kind of just happens.
You find Tim Medin in book?
Huh. Well, I wasn't looking, honestly. But you think we should show
hand it to him. Hand it. It's, if it might write his name on the front, that's what he did to me.
Hey. Yeah, all right. Here. How about you take a look at it? And I shut the book and I hand it back to him.
Oh, I like Boogie. Very good. So I start looking through the book for Tyrmidin.
We'll wait for Will.
Is it alphabetical? Is it alphabetical? Am I looking at it alphabetically?
No, as you're kind of flipping through the pages, it looks like it was written as people were experiencing things. It looks almost like a journal, per se.
I'm kind of like looking up just to see if he's actually like reading what's on the page. Like, can he see what's on the page?
He's looking for pictures.
Right.
Yeah, hey, I mean, you don't have you don't see any pictures of the man that you saw.
Is it written in common?
Some of it, but not all of it.
Is any of it written in my language? Yiddish?
Not on these pages.
Okay.
I mean, he's flipping through the whole book.
I'm flipping through.
Looking for Tiramidid.
Only about a fourth of the book has content on it.
Right now.
Okay, so I keep flipping, looking for Tiramidid. Or anything having to do...
I found the reference. When you opened up the page, inside the cover has a small inscription that says, "Truth lies within for any brave enough to unlock the tome." And then under that, it was written, "Fareen."
Gotcha, okay.
Still looking for Tiramidid?
Yeah, no, you don't see anything written about Tiramidid.
So I'm looking for foxes. Any pictures of foxes?
You don't see any foxes.
No link, no Hudich in there at all.
No Hudich either.
Any armor, like, or forges?
Yeah, I would say you would see a couple different references. Some of them are, like, as you're kind of looking through, they're almost like you see... prosthetic arms or legs, and then you see extra pieces that would be attached to the outside of a prosthetic. As you scroll through the pages, you see just some like pieces of armor. You see kind of a dome-shaped helmet.
Oh, I'm done flipping pages. I'm looking at this one.
Okay. You see your helmet.
It's my helmet.
It's your exactly your helmet.
Oh, Iskandrag, you read this for me. I'm not so good with comic. Can you read what it say about helmet?
What is it, Skand?
I read this one. I guess I didn't think
it's my helmet. That's my helmet in picture. I not know where helmet come from.
But you wear it and it fits your head?
Well, mom have hammer. She have she have knot. Celtic knot on hammer, it match helmet. So me think okay to wear helmet.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. I read under the helmet or around
you
the helmet.
You can't read it.
It says helmet.
Hey, can I? Let me see.
Hand it over to.
Oh, that is your helmet, buddy. That is interesting. I read it?
What languages do you speak?
What language is it written in? And I'll tell
you. I speak Dwarvish.
Common, Dwarvish, Elvish, Orc, and Thieves.
Nope, you can't read it.
Son of a biscuit! Yeah, I ain't got anything.
I loosely translate that as helmet.
Yeah, I picked that up too.
So I kind of pick it. I take the book back and I kind of flip it and then slide it back into the coat.
Oh. Do I recognize what language it was?
No.
Okay, but... So do you think we should show him a picture of the blue key today? Close. We're going to go have that meeting with the elders,
right? Show key to me already.
No, I've shown you. I know, man. Oh, you're okay. One of us. Don't worry about it.
You showed him your key?
I'm one of us. I'm one of us. I'm a seeker.
But did...
I'm so excited.
Should we show the elders to see if they know where this thing is?
I mean, Lady said that the key was here.
That's true. She hasn't lied to me yet.
Why do we need the key? How do we convince them? I don't even know why we need the key.
Well, we need the key because we're seekers. And the seekers are truth people. And
okay, let me just give you the key, and then I'm probably sacred to this town.
I will find key.
Let's role play. Let's role play. Okay. You be you, and I'll be one of...
It's not sacred because...
I'll be one of the elders.
Okay. Hey, old man, give me the blue key.
No.
Stop it.
Hey, you give me key.
Maybe.
Okay. See, hey, we cops.
It doesn't work.
You guys got coffee
right now.
Here's the thing. You need to know. We need to know why we need the key. We don't even need to know why.
We need the key because we're seeking to restore truth and order to the world and bring back the balance of good and tree.
I want to make this very clear. You have a way to call the Citadel.
Oh, yeah.
From this spot?
Yes.
I didn't figure reception would be good here.
I pull it with my completely natural thought process.
Hey, I get box two?
Maybe we can get one mailed here. We only got two of them.
Ask the guy in box. I'll ask. Ask guy in box.
And I pull mine out and I flip it open.
Okay, yeah. You flip it open, and it takes a little bit for the buzzing to go through.
How many
and
bars
then you
do
see
I have?
There's no bars on it. You see it flip open, and then you see the image of the commander pop up, and he's like, "What do you need?"
Hi.
Morning.
How are you?
Hi, I'm Svej.
Hello again, Svej.
Hey, man, we're in the old temple. Old way. Tyrmidon.
Tyrmidon's temple.
Temple. It's pretty dope in here. I don't know why I said it that
means
way.
Means nothing to me.
So we met Lady Luck. Does this do anything? Do you know gods? You're probably not tracking.
Did you say Adha?
Yeah.
From the back, you hear like a ha! 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 And then like the crazy old white haired man. Like,
Dean,
you see him.
Is that Dean?
No,
Dean.
It's
get
Dan.
Dean over here.
That's Dan.
It's Dan.
Oh, Dan. Oh, yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, man.
Dan. Dean Tong. Okay.
Dan. Dean was way cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
But Dan, we're
Dan
glad
Hope.
To see
Dan,
you. How's
Dan,
it going?
Get on the screen.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, push through the crowd, Dan.
You see the commander lift up the camera and show you Dan. And he's like, you said, aha? Uh-huh?
No, we
yeah,
said Adha.
Yellow kind of lighty stuff. Probably one of the three figures in the middle of your tapestry, right?
And so he pulls up the tapestry, and off to the side, you see a yellowish figure.
Yep, that's my girl.
And then he like sets it down on the table, and someone's obviously holding the camera. It's kind of shaky, and like points it down, and he's like furiously taking notes. And he's like, what did Adha say?
Oh, man, so much stuff. You should have been here. It was amazing.
She takes snake and burned man.
This is true. She melted a man with a snake.
We also, yeah.
Crazy.
So I got kind of, we walked through a couple of the old temple type ruin stuff. It's pretty neat. This is my friend Svej.
Hey, hi, Svej.
Hello, Svej.
Your name Dan?
Dan,
yeah,
Hope,
oh,
Svej, Dan
is a good friend of Tyrmidon.
I don't know the Tyrmidon.
Probably red on your hierarchy of yep. pantheon stuff.
Yeah, okay.
You see red on there?
Pretty solid.
Red is
pretty
on
solid,
there.
Dude.
And he's like, "Oh, well, this is not a completed picture of." Blah, 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 blah,
slow
blah,
down, so. Dan. Get it under. Take a THC drop.
Don't worry, bud. Hey, you found it in the middle of the ocean. It makes sense. I get this. But
I think
the honest thing is like,
you're probably on to more than anything else of anybody going on in there. Sure, the focus groups are great looking for the keys.
Let's just say, honestly, you're doing a whole heck of a lot better than a Meister.
Yeah.
I hope she heard that. Anyways, have you ever heard or seen a snake, maybe? Like, is there any sort of signal, purplish snake?
Okay. Yeah, no, you definitely see the purple figure then.
And the red?
And the red's in the middle.
So would we be able to, at this point, seeing all of that, given some of our backstory and the fact that we ran into these tiny little action figures on the table and we kind of have been able to piece together some of the history through the tapestry on the wall, would we recognize any of those figures on the tapestry that he found?
Well, the thing is they're not like detailed figures. They don't have
like
faces.
Stick figures with color in on them.
Legitimately, yeah. That's what it is.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. That's what I wanted to make sure.
I'm picturing Burning Man kind of thing going on there.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm following. So the purple, I don't really know what it is, but I know it was male, and he chose me. I don't know what that means. And he doesn't really, it kind of has a whole death vibe going. It's kind of creepy.
Why do you think it's a death vibe?
Well, it seems like every time I touch something that's beautiful and living, it starts to decay and blow up.
Wait, when you touch it?
Yeah, anytime I touch it.
Why would that have to do anything with this man?
Well, I got some purple light. Like, he's friends with Tyrmidon, so he's got some red light. I got purple.
I'm pretty sure I'm useless. No one, I don't have any color.
The I Svej don't think so. Me. I think there's something in your future.
He,
I see
like,
it happening.
It's almost like he doesn't even hear you at this point because of how much he's writing down.
I'm rubbing your head.
That is nice. That is
like
nice.
Petting you.
So, you know, Dan, keep digging into that. There's a lot of good stuff going on there. So we're in a dryad village. Have you guys discovered any more about why we needed to get the keys, like the actual purpose? Because I'm guessing we're going to have to convince these people to give us probably a sacred heirloom that's been here for hundreds of thousands of years.
Dr. Steinadler in?
The commander just kind of, he's back on screen now, and he's like, didn't I send you to the Forest of Lost Trees? How are
hey,
you
guess what? We're here.
Village?
We found the trees.
We're here. We found the trees.
Not lost anymore.
They got sucked under.
Not
they got
really.
Sucked
No,
under.
No,
they
I don't
straight
think
up got harvested, but Atha saved all the dryads and by planting their trees here in Tyrmidon's temple thing.
We're somewhere.
We're underground.
Yeah, I think.
I feel a lot more at home, honestly.
I swim in pool, well, yeah, very nice.
Enough to cover that. You mentioned why we're looking for the keys. What's your question?
Like, imagine you had something that your family had for thousands of years and maybe it was integral to your whole, like, village's safety. If someone was going to come to you and ask to take that from you, imagine that was the key and we were the people coming to ask to take it. How do we convince these people to maybe give us this really special thing? Like, what's the purpose? When we get all the keys, then what? I get, like, balance and truth, but what do we... Have we gotten anything on the end goal? Anything?
You don't know anything about the second?
You know, we did hear that.
That's the second time we've heard that.
What a coincidence.
To my knowledge.
The fourth, actually.
That's the second time we've heard that, to my knowledge.
Today.
Twice.
That's the second time today.
That's the second time twice you've heard it.
Just to remind you, because that was on the note from Mr. G.
Golly, man. That you were supposed to email us?
Yeah. So, but yeah, so you don't know anything about the second.
A refresher course would be great. Crash course.
Once again, pretend like we know.
Cliff notes.
And you.
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, we know.
Of course we know. I love the way you tell it.
Okay. There's only so much information that we know. That it's not like we know specifics on what will happen or how it will happen.
Uh-huh.
Or whether it's happened before or not. But the second in various texts from around the world describes the end of the world.
Well, that's good. So, wait, are we trying to cause it?
No, we're trying to prevent
to
it.
To stop. Okay.
Right, that's what I meant. We're trying to prevent it, and we're heroes. Right?
Kind of feels like it. So what's our... how do we convince them that it's real?
If they...
They have the key, it's pretty real.
That's true.
I mean, they're the ones probably holding it. They've got to
see what they know about it.
We just ask a key. I say, I want key, you got key, you give me key. That's how you do.
See, he's pretty efficient.
Yeah.
That's I'll do it. Option.
You'll do
I'll
all of it.
I'll go talk.
You know, you joke,
hey,
but it'll
know
probably come
do you know about
to
meeting with, like, elders of dryad culture? Any tidbits we might need to know? Because I feel like we're in some new water here.
I'm not what you would call culturally sensitive, and I put air quotes up when I say that.
You just see him, and then Cindy runs over on the screen, and she's like,
that's the Cindy you always talk about chocolate.
That is.
Hi, Cindy. I'm Schweig.
This is Schweig.
Schweig
would love some of your hot chocolate someday.
Oh, I think I would. It sounds good.
Very good. Yeah.
I can make that for you. That might be difficult.
Do you know of any dryad culture, maybe? More than just the picture that we found in the tome, but do you know anything as far as, like, meeting with their elders and how to be respectful?
Well, why don't you show me the entry again?
And I flip open, and then here you go.
Yeah, so you kind of point it down, and she's, like, trying really hard to see everything there, and she's like, it doesn't really... There's so little known about the... We thought they were gone.
Right. Do I need to take any notes for you so that we have more information?
On the dryads?
Yeah. I mean, we're here, and there's a lot of them. There's so much. They are not gone.
The fact that they're still alive is a pretty major discovery.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of, like, fancying that way.
Scientists. Yep. Us.
Can you, like, hold it up and show where all the dryads are?
Yeah, I do. I kind of, like, step to the door and like show the panel camera.
Oh, so you're like showing like, the whole, like you want to like point it down to where the diamond sun is then like up to where the trees are.
Kind of the awkward like selfie before selfie was the thing. So like, you know, and like turning the whole camera around, like trying to, you see that? And oh, over there we see.
Look at that door. That's where we came through trying to kill us.
That's upside downtown.
Cindy takes the camera and she puts it on like the console and then like you see the entire war room and you see everyone looking above the screen and they're all like, holy crap.
Pretty insane. Man, we we should be giving you guys more updates.
Is that a star?
No. Well,
I don't know. It's a moon.
Would that be something that could happen? Is that?
It's kind of like a moon star.
It changes colors when the moon, when the sun outside.
Has some really bright tendrils.
And they're just like, no one's actually like doing anything now. They're all just staring at the screen with this sight.
Hey, Dean, check this out. We're underground, but on the ceiling. And I kind of like point down, but up. And like, that's pretty nifty. Hey, has anybody picked up my suit?
I forgot about that.
That's a deep cut to episode 10.
Wow.
Nobody responds.
Hey, can you get one?
You're going to have an overcharge fee.
No way, man. Can you get one of the, like, Meinster or whatever? Can you get her to actually do something productive and go do that?
Where are they picking it up from?
The first town we were in with the Percivalum's statue, you know, the big one. You know, you remember what I'm talking about.
Port Theodore,
yeah, that one. Sure. Right there was a fine establishment, and you'll pick it up under the name Johan. Hey, check this out. And over here, this is a big tree. Make sure you don't forget the suit.
The call ends.
Must have lost connection. Call him back.
You've got one too.
Oh, okay. I opened mine.
It opens back up, and he's like, "Did you need something else, or are you just wasting our time?"
Did you hang up? Well, you put us up on the big screen and figured you were liking what you were seeing.
I did enjoy it, but then you just started talking about dry cleaning.
I hang up on him.
Okay.
I open it up and call him back and say, "I actually don't need to talk to you."
You don't get a response.
I do the whole like ring like 17 times.
It does not
turn. Close it open. Close it open.
Yep. At this point, you got a younger dryad walking up to you.
Hail and well met.
Morning.
She's like,
"Hey, I'm Shvay.
Hi.
You guys got coffee?
I'm supposed to." Take you to the meeting with the elders.
I was supposed to. You guys got coffee? Because I get a little grumpy this morning, but
we have the best coffee.
Wonderful. Ooh. Do you mind showing me where I could pick some of that up?
It's at before? The meeting with the elders.
Wonderful.
Supposed to? Are you taking this?
You are
this?
Amazing. Man, you good are friend. So good.
Good friend.
Have you met Shvay? Shvay likes trees.
Hey, I'm Shvay. I like tree.
Very, very well. Follow me.
Well, that's good.
Following you, right. Supposed to.
Following it on. Are we supposed to?
So she walks over to the metal bar from before, and she does the same thing that you guys did before, but backwards. And she gets back onto the staircase and then starts walking down. I'm not going to make you guys do all the rolling and stuff a second time.
Thank heavens.
Thank you.
So you just get down the stairs. Having done it once, you know what you're doing. You know what it feels like. And you go back down the stairs, but you actually stop about halfway down, and there's a door leading into the massive tree that she turns and kind of gestures to and says, "The elders are waiting for you in here."
Hey, guy, you let me talk, okay? We go in here, I talk.
You know, up
you know what?
With dryads, it's worked
well. Give it a shot.
Okay. Supposed to? Thank you very much.
I appreciate the escort service.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Afternoon in Adventuring. I'm Will Powers, the DM and host of this show. Glad you guys are here. This is episode 22 of Today in Adventuring. Crazy to think that we have gotten here. We've continued to work. This is episode 22 of Today in Adventuring. We're so excited that we've made it this far, and we can't wait to keep going. I have planned such a story that I can't wait to start revealing more and more pieces to. I've already laid out the foundations for things that are going to happen, but hey, who knows when we'll actually get there. Hey, we're growing every day, and we love having you as a part of our community, but we would love to have your friends with us as well. You could just share this podcast with them. Just shoot them a link. Tell them, hey, I found this podcast that I love. I think you'll love it too. And then, boom. The show will grow. We'll continue making content. We'll get bigger. We'll start doing live shows. We'll start doing bigger and crazier things. We'll actually have people to help me do the things that I need to do. And that all comes from you just sharing the show with a friend. Okay, that's out of the way. Now I just wanted to say, if you haven't joined our community yet, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook at Today in Adventuring, or you can follow us on Instagram at TiaAdvPodcast. Tia, you stole my domain, and I can't stand it. But whoever you are, I'm sure you're a wonderful person, but you stole my domain. But seriously, thank you for joining our community. The Seekers welcome you. If you have any questions or memes or anything like that you want to send to us, you can send that to tiadpodcast@gmail.com. And I think that's enough of me talking. Let's go back to me talking. Here's to seeking truth. Okay, you walk into the main room, and as you walk in, you see a large table in the center of the room with seven chairs lining the table in kind of a U shape facing you. And there are six elders sitting at the table, and the one on the far left is currently empty.
And because it got vaporized.
And the elders see you walk in. And the one in the middle, who is just ancient looking, the moment that she sees you, you see she's got these leaves on her head that are kind of tied into braids that kind of fall down the side of her body. She's got a cane right next to her that's made of a knotty wood, and as you approach the table, she looks at the three of you and she says,
"So you are the three that have brought ruin upon us."
I mean, we
I'm like looking over at Raphael. I got this.
Can you explain? Is there trees or is there seats outside of that one solo seat?
No.
Okay, I go sit in that solo seat. I haven't said a word.
Okay. She looks at you and she says, "Please, I recognize seekers when I see them."
All right. Hi, Schwig.
Hello, Schwig.
Yeah, we seekers.
I do a little wave.
I don't believe you are, but I know the other two are.
I seeker. I like tree.
And I kind of do like the I don't really know with like I shrug.
I like tree.
Good.
Big tree. Yes. I like a lot. And you have key. We want key. You give us key. That's all.
What key are you talking about?
It's a blue key.
A blue key.
Yeah, you have it.
We don't know.
Can I search your pocket? So I start like going towards.
You start approaching the elders.
Like I'm gonna like pat you down.
And a couple of the elders like start to look.
Okay.
Not.
You know, I was thinking about this. This guy probably got a little grumpy because of this chair. This chair is incredibly uncomfortable. You guys all sit in these chairs comfortably?
You said we brought Vayne upon you. We brought back Data and Dida.
I said ruin.
Oh. You said we brought ruin upon you. We brought back Data and Dida.
Who is ruin?
I don't know.
You did that today, but a month ago, whatever you did.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Opened evil that's been seeping into
our sanctuary. That was the little tree dudes. They blew up town.
A month? Can you?
When
can
I
you
touched the tree.
That wasn't a month ago.
That was like yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was totally not a long time ago.
When you say brought ruin, what specifically? Because if we did it, we're sorry. We don't have anything against you or your kind, but. We're kind of idiots.
I have been here for longer than most. I was here before...
You know Farin?
Lady Dokolok opened this space up to the rest of my kind.
Oh, that's nice.
I've been living here. You are within my tree right now.
It's a big tree. It's a nice tree. Like, real good quality. Solid wood.
Like, hey, tree belong to my fox.
No.
Not you. Yeah, Tirmadin is my fox.
I know who Tirmadin is.
Yeah, he's my fox.
I do not belong to him.
So who do you belong to?
This is his place.
I am...
You're renting.
My own.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Silton.
Silton. All right. Well, Silton, are you speaking for all seven? Six? Sorry.
Other five.
Rip.
Too soon.
The board of the elders is here as a support to me. I am much more of a queen type figure in this location.
Was that a joke? The board? Because you're tree people?
Please don't pay attention to him. Why am I the one having to do this?
Is this the boardroom?
So
it must be.
When we talk to Lady, she's
feeling
kind
of hollow.
Or, Lady Dokolok, she said that the key was here, and we're seekers. You clearly know probably more about that than I do, but we're here to get the key to stop the second. I'm just regurgitating things that I've been told.
I do not know what this key is. All I know is that...
It's not an actual key, and I say it out loud. It's metaphorical!
No, I think... I think it's an actual key.
Oh, you think?
I do.
You show our book. Oh. You show book.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Show the book.
So, you were saying?
I was saying that I have not seen any key that you're referring to, but there have been seekers who have come before.
Ah, sweet. What are their names?
I don't remember. What?
You're a tree. Trees remember everything.
It's in your rings.
Well, that seems like quite an assumption.
Well, yeah, it is.
Well...
That seems like a subject. Yes.
Phase no, it's dendrochronology.
Oh boy.
She.
What did they do when they were here?
They also opened the place that let evil into this sanctuary.
Oh, was that the, right, was cool, that the door?
Cool.
No.
What's hold on. That? Next question.
Hold on!
No, because there's...
I'm in my line of questions.
We need to go... Shveg, go for it. Your turn.
Yeah. Now, do I have to hold you and grab key out of pocket? Because I'm not happy.
But I don't think they got the key in the pocket.
They don't have the key.
No, it's a little blue key. I see it.
If you try to touch me, you will severely regret it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Sultan,
I'd probably get splintered.
Yeah, don't do it. Splintered. It's a verb.
Okay, you guys handle it.
Yeah, we got it.
Well, I got...
You can clearly tell she's becoming agitated.
Yeah.
Listen, we have not a lot of experience talking.
Yep.
So we would prefer to kind of just get down to the nitty gritty of what we're looking for. You've seen a lot of seekers?
I've only seen one come before you.
Only one singular seeker?
Yes.
What did he or she look like?
He came a long time ago, and all I remember was that he came after the light shined.
Yeah, I got a sneaking suspicion. You didn't happen to catch a name?
Don't say what?
No.
What did you? Skill set? Anything?
No.
Yeah, okay. How do you know he was a real seeker? How did he prove it?
He stopped the evil.
How do you know we're seekers?
How do you know he didn't cause the evil?
I can sense it. I think he did cause the evil because he opened it.
Right. We kind of need to probably close it.
Okay. And then I can show you to where it's coming from.
That would be useful.
That's what we would like to do. It's not like scary, shadowy stuff, is it?
Somewhat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's the cause. Now, in the name of all that is good and holy, and we want to... I personally am a big fan of Lady Dokolot. But we want to kind of maybe restore... Not only the idea of seekers, because obviously the one who came before us was a giant dum-dum.
Real pain in the butt.
But maybe restore even some of the forest of lost tears. To find a little more balance in our world.
Well, good luck with that one. You'll have to bring that up with the elves.
Yeah, they're kind of jerks.
They are asses.
Very, very mean, inconsiderate people. We'll do our best to make sure that we get back into that at some point. But right now,
the darkness.
Could you show us the darkness, or where they come? What is seeping in?
You
all
want
that
me to bring you now? Unless you have you prefer to wait. I believe my people are celebrating.
Oh, we have a party.
The return of
the
of
king,
Data and Dida.
Yeah, but they could celebrate the return of Data and Dida and
the darkness being
the sealed up, you know, darkness. You don't happen to have like a master sword or something laying around, do you?
I don't have a response to that.
point us towards the darkness so we can figure out what we're supposed
to
be.
It's dangerous out there. Don't go alone. There it is. Okay.
So we can maybe figure out what we're supposed to be doing here, because honestly, we're... And now to play kind of into the lines here, we're kind of in the dark.
Well, I would be happy to show you to the leak. But why don't I take you tomorrow?
That's who's tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, you got Ford here?
A forge?
Forge?
We do not work with metal.
We don't put fire down.
You have no armor, no sword, hammer.
Nothing of the sort.
Yikes.
So our good friend Fader told us that you guys also have some tobacco of some nature down here, right?
Yes, we do have
I might need to restock.
Thriving crop of tobacco.
Is it? I mean, I feel like you guys probably have some really good stuff. Like, is there a store or a certain person I should talk to?
I'm going to have to warn you. If you smoke one of our cigars, you'll never want one from the Overland again.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm afraid of, so I would need to stock up.
Okay, I can show you to where you would want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to try it.
What would it mean to you if we stopped the darkness?
It would mean peace of mind for me and the people here, because we have gone through plenty of struggles.
Let's go get darkness.
What?
I feel good.
How is it harming you currently?
It has been killing our plants.
I could see that being an issue.
Yeah, it seems like a problem.
Our plants are still living, but they are corrupted.
Little question. What color is the corruption?
The corruption?
Yeah, like you're saying it's corrupted. Is it like showing up in a...
Black.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, checks out. Besides for the big floaty thing in the middle of the cavern that puts off light, is there any other...
Is that a star?
Are there any other, I don't know, gardens or anything like that around here?
We have plenty of gardens if you're looking for something, food or medicine of some sort. I can assure you that we will be able to find what you need. And referring to the box, that is Tirmidin's blessing.
Oh, I like.
That's cool. You should go
see
if you can talk to him and see if Fox Boy
go
comes out.
Go to box?
Yeah.
The box up in there.
No, like... You know, pray, do whatever Lishka...
I don't pray.
What do you do to get the fox?
I did nothing. Fox show up.
What does the fox say? Tirmidin's blessing, where did it come from? How long has it
gave him
been here?
Box, maybe.
I have been here a long time.
Longer than the box?
But that has been here even longer than me.
This is maybe a little more question for the board. That gets me every time. When you guys talk about the Reaper, what are you implying?
For the first time when you said that word, nobody flinches. Hmm. And they all look at you, and one of them actually, Caliban, speaks up, and he says, "The Reaper was a pretext to the fall of what is now River Lake."
Yeah. Give me a little history lesson. I say I don't know that.
Because we don't. Anything you tell us at this point is something we can go off to maybe find the key which might seal the darkness. Okay. So we're kind of working together, you know?
Yes. Okay. The city that was here before River Lake was a thriving ancient city that disappeared overnight, it seems. And what it was described as was our people in the past were foolish and were working with forces that we did not understand.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, we saw pictures of kind of like a big fireball and people walking by it, and it kind of sounds like what you're describing.
We were also just told we were seekers. We're not really knowers.
Yeah. We're looking.
All that I really know about of the events of the past is that they worked with some shadowy figure who brought with him nothing but death.
That sucks.
And was referred to as a Reaper. And after his influence spread through the city, fire engulfed everything.
Okay, so why would somebody be calling me that?
Why would someone call you a Reaper?
Yeah, yep, yep.
What happened to that guy? And I point at the empty chair.
That I'm sitting in.
That he's sitting in. Not him, the chair. What is he? How did you guys not see that one coming from a mile away?
We did not realize he was consulting with the same forces.
Hmm.
Okay, yeah, so why would people be calling me that? Because I'm not really consulting with any boo forces, whatever.
You may have similar... When did people start calling
me? I may have touched a big tree. Tree started dying.
What was the tree?
Lots of things that I touched die.
Okay.
It was the one in the town that Data and Dida, after they blew up that... one of the buildings, there's a tree left there. Kind of weird.
Oh, with the device that they got from what has opened.
What? Yeah.
The place that is leaking the
evil.
Oh, so they got a device from there.
From there?
That's
what made the tree.
Oh, Father Parthas was the one that made them do it.
Parthas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Elder Parthas. All right.
Things are starting to come together here.
This
a
is happening right now. In while you're watching this, lines are being connected. and I pee.
And so, okay, so I'm maybe not the Reaper.
I don't believe so.
Oh, that's good. Woo! I was going a little south there. Didn't know what was happening.
Good.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy.
Am I Reaper? And I do some red things.
With the magic. Red flame?
Yeah. Me Reaper?
No, that is definitely not the power of a Reaper.
Okay.
What about me? And I said, say jokingly.
Yes, you look like a Reaper.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, Silton looks at the three of you and she says, is there anything else you would like to discuss before tonight's festivities?
Unless you have anything else useful, I think I'm kind of burned out. This was a lot. Actually, no.
It's a solid 30-minute meeting.
I'll talk to Data and Dida about that one. I think we're good. Anybody? Spage? Skondrag? Good? Ma'am?
You have powder rock?
Powder rock?
I do not know what you're asking.
You have rocks.
No one ever does.
I break rock and make powder.
Oh, coffee. He's asking for coffee.
Coffee, yes.
He's a cop.
We're cops.
The table cops. In front of you does have like small wooden cups. And then there is a container with coffee in it. And there's an aspen tree in the room. Aspen's Coffee Grindery.
Mm, yeah. Clearly. Okay. Clearly.
Okay. Wait, is this where the coffee comes from that's up there?
It must
be. Are you referring to Aspen's?
Yes.
I mean, that's the tree, right?
Tasty Brew.
Same tree as in
is
the
it going
shop.
Up into the coffee yeah. shop from here?
That must be a branch
it
office.
It is a connection, yes.
Huh.
Wait, are they dryads too? Because he...
one of the elves yelled at
I'm
me.
I'm really confused.
We have a connection, but only the elders may use this tree to approach the dryad, the coffee shop up in River Lake. And it is where we actually do trades with some of our products that we make down here to survive as a society.
Wait, as a society, do you sell your tobacco?
No.
Why not?
We have not moved into doing that yet.
If this is the best...
Started with the coffee.
I would just say, I mean, honestly, if this is the best leaf you're ever going to get, then we need to make sure that,
tips.
that gets exposed a little bit. We could really do some branding. Aspen's tobacco and coffee grindery.
I think anything that you try down here, you'll realize is better than what's on the surface.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot.
Once you go bark, you never go back.
Yeah, that's not... Okay. Everybody says that.
At this point, the elders are starting to like stand up from the table and starting to leave. So.
It's been wonderful to meet you all.
Thank
I'm
you.
So glad for your time and don't die.
Elder Silton, and thank you. This is good.
Coffee.
I'm like shaking their hands.
Will
I'm
you be at
the...
okay.
I Schweig. I Schweig.
Will you be at the party tonight?
I Schweig.
Yes, I will be leading the festivities myself.
Well, if we think of any other questions or you think of anything. Just
she
find
does
us.
Walk up to you and like,
no,
like
no.
near you.
Me?
And she does almost do a little bit of a bow. And she says, thank you for saving Data and Dida.
You're welcome.
They told me about Zoldrick.
Ugh, not good.
Yeah, that one wasn't fun.
Kind of hurt.
Ugh, a lot.
Save their trees, though.
It's cold.
Yeah. Freezing.
And then she leaves.
All right, let's take all that coffee and all the cups. We can go to the top side later and sell it.
I'm just going to take the... I'm just going
to
drink.
Cup for now? Yeah, that's okay.
Just drink
cup
my
for the
coffee.
Road.
Okay. You guys kind of exit, and are you moving up the stairs, down the stairs? Are you heading back to your rooms? Do you want to explore the area?
I'm going to go try and find these world-renowned cigars.
Okay. Yeah, you walk down the stairs, and I will say, just roll me a... What's your... Yeah, just roll me a perception check.
22.
As you walk down the stairs, and now
I know
you're
what I'm
kind
looking
of...
For.
You're looking a little bit more, like, just around. You're trying to focus on that, but you see something that catches your eye in the middle of where the tree
kind of plaza is, you see vines that connect to the top of the tree plaza that come down to the bottom, and they form a familiar structure. The walls around this area glitter with a fluorescent color, and then at the center of the tree, those vines kind of come together and form a basin. And there's water that drips down the vines with an arch in the middle.
Oh, it's a it's the same fountain that's in the Citadel.
And it is the same fountain that you saw in the Citadel. With the arch, with the mirror-like water in the middle, and the two pathways that lead along the side of it, and the one that goes directly down the middle of the arch.
Oh. Hmm. All right, where are you guys at?
I'd probably just be following. I don't think I would have gone too far away.
Yeah, I would just wandering around.
Yeah. Hey.
Staying close.
Yeah.
Hey, Raf. Is that what I think it is?
Yeah.
That looks really familiar.
I think if we get hurt and we dip our fingers
that's
in it.
That's a
we
good
could,
idea.
Let's go down there. Famara's yes. Here? Let's go see.
I'd like to. Ooh.
Because maybe we could get
what
him
if
a
we
gift.
Send him through
boy,
the,
oh boy, everything's really
the
coming
drip.
Together.
It's kind of like a waterfall, right?
Oh, what
I mean,
do
it's
we
like
do?
A drip, but a waterfall.
Rain.
Raindrop. Right. Drop top.
Hey,
what? We're going to make you a seeker, maybe.
No, hold on.
What? No.
Don't give him false hope.
Okay.
We're going swimming.
Swimming.
I like swim.
And so we go make our way toward the fountain.
Who's walking in first?
Me!
Wait.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I guess.
Go for it.
Yeah. So you start walking up, and as you walk, again, you're walking along the vine trail, and you see little bursts of flowers with each step that you take up to the arch. And as you kind of stop for a moment and look into the water ahead of you, you see your reflection. And as you look at it, your fingertips have shadows.
I don't know what that's about. I go towards the water.
Okay. Do you walk in?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. You walk through the water, and as you do, you hear a commotion of dryads around.
And then,
because the dryads...
What'd you say? A commotion?
A commotion.
I thought you said explosion, and I went, oh, Lord.
No, you hear a commotion of the dryads kind of around, because they've seen so many people try and walk through this fountain before. But you don't get shot backwards. You walk through it. And as you step through the fountain, around you is a white space.
Oh, and this is familiar. Hey! Famar!
Well, hello again.
Hey, this is a nice surprise, to be completely honest. Tell me that you can help give some clarity of what's going on here. Clearly, you know that we're... Is this like... Do you know where we came from to get here? Or is it just like, we show up here and then you're like, oh, you're here. Do you know where I'm at before I came here?
You've changed.
Well, I mean, I grew a little bit, got a haircut.
Huh. I mean, you did summon me into that room.
I did scream your name, yeah. But I said it right.
No, I'm talking about the room that you fought.
You wrote
the
name down.
You wrote Famar.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. But like in this kind of familiar space, which is nice. And we've seen a lot since then, to be honest. We're in, you know where we are right now?
I believe you just came from Tyrmidon's Blessing.
Yes, indeed. A lot of dryads around. They said there's a crack seeping some darkness. Do you know anything about the keys that might be here or something? A nougat? Maybe a small nougat?
You're trying to find the blue key, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
I mean, I was never there. I didn't go seeking for it. The previous seekers did, but I can say each key is difficult to get.
Yeah. They don't even know about it here, so that is an enigma that is just getting itself more confusing as we go.
But back to you.
No.
I feel it.
Where?
You met him.
Oh, Tobias. Yeah.
Did you join him?
I mean, I was in a cabin with him.
Don't play coy with me, Raphael.
Don't ask questions you already know the answer to, Famar.
Don't make me activate a certain wand.
I don't have a wand.
You don't.
But what happens if you're inside the arch and it gets destroyed?
I think we got a really long picnic together.
That's one way to put it.
Now
he's looking at you very seriously.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Did you join him?
No.
Okay. He looks at you and again, like, resumes his playful nature. And he's like, never forget this. Or, Raphael, you will...
Wait, was that in his character voice? I'm confused.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
You will harvest what you sow. Should you choose to sow destruction, that is what you will find when you come to reap.
Do you have any goodies for us this time? We got goodies last time.
I do have one more thing for you. Stop doubting yourself.
I don't have any reason not to.
There's so much you don't know about yourself. Or where you're from. You're far more valuable than you'll realize. And I've been holding on to this for a while. I think it's time I return it to its rightful owner. And then after he says that, you walk through the other side of the arch, and in your hand, you're holding a dagger. And it's got a very sleek silver metal design, and you see the handle has what looks like almost like a battery pack with two prongs coming out the back of it, and wires that run up the side to the tip of the blade. And as you look at it, you see that the tip is starting to glow this electric color.
I'm going to stun the snot out of some people.
And you know that this dagger gives you the dual wielder feat. And it's 1d8 plus dex and proficiency on a successful hit. And the target has to roll a DC 15 con. I'm going to send this to you.
Oh, thank heavens.
Saving throw. If they fail, they're stunned for one turn.
And I get dual wielder feat?
Yep. So you get to wield this and your cane at the same time. Yep, so you walk out the other side, totally dry, and now there's like a crowd of dryads in the area, and they are cheering their brains out as you walk through the other side.
Hello, I did it. I've come through, and now I am your god. I'm just kidding, but we're good. I didn't die. We're good. Now, don't freak out. They're probably going to do the same thing. Well, at least one of them. I don't know about the other two. And I kind of just
see,
like...
See, Smidge, it was easy.
See? Your turn.
Your turn.
Okay. I just run right into it.
Yeah. So much like what happened when Tyson ran into it the first time, your steps come, and then, like, pops, blossoms of flowers. And then you see, like, petals floating through the air. Yeah, so you see these pops of the blossoms, and then petals of flowers kind of shoot up, and you run into the water. And the moment you do, the world around you disappears. And you're in this white space, and floating next to you, kind of like he's laying down on something, is a small child. And he looks at you, and he says, "Ah... Svage Patala."
Yeah, hi, Svage.
Where's Yernhoff? I wanted to meet your little three-legged
horse.
Oh,
he's back at college. I miss him so much.
He's back at college.
And he says, "I always wondered if you would somehow get mixed up in this."
Yeah, they're okay. They're good people.
So, son of Garrodin, I'm glad to see that you have not followed in his footsteps of sowing suffering.
How you know my dad?
Oh, I know lots of people.
Oh, do you know Tirmidin?
yes. Yes, I know.
How Tirmidin. Is Tirmidin my fox?
Tirmidin is your fox.
Yeah, Lishka, Tirmidin my little fox.
I have not seen Tirmidin in a very, very long time.
Well, he's fox.
That is surprising to hear.
Yeah, he's furry and warm.
He always did have an affinity for foxes.
Yeah, I like Lichka.
Well, Sphage, it is my pleasure to officially welcome you to the Seekers.
So I'm like doing a little dance. Ooh, doo, 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 I told you, I seek her, I seek her. Now what do I seek?
What do you see? Well, if I told you, you wouldn't be a very good seeker. And then
what?
You walk through the other side of the arch.
Why I do that?
And on your wrist is a small bracelet. And it's got a metal piece that rests in the center of your palm.
It'd be this one.
And you know that this bracelet, when activated, you can basically, when you hit something with an unarmed strike, you'll get the 1d4 plus strength and proficiency. And then if you succeed in hitting, you can choose to activate the mechanism in the bracelet, and it will extend a needle into your opponent that shoots napalm for 2d6 plus 4 damage and 1d6 at the start of every one of your turns.
Well, hold on here.
For 1 minute. I'm going to send this to you.
Okay, thank you. 1d6. Is there a name? Is there a name for this bracelet?
No.
Pointy fire needle.
No kidding. Napalm.
Napalm needle.
And then you walk out the other side, and again, just this roar erupts of cheering and applause.
How'd that go?
Hey, look what I got! I got bracelet.
Oh,
look at this.
Do you press it?
No, I just like waving it.
Okay.
Cool.
See the bracelet?
That's nice.
Watch this. Whee!
Are you doing the mechanism?
I'm spinning it on my wrist.
Oh, it can't because it's got like a piece that comes up into your palm.
Into my palm. Okay. Yeah. And this is on my hammer hand. My
whichever hand that you want it to be.
Well, on. I have to have my left hand for my shield. So.
Okay. Then yeah, it's on your right hand.
My right hand. Okay.
How'd it go?
High five?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, the little kid in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He's talking about Tim Adin. Yeah. And yeah. You should go, Skandrag. Maybe you. Okay, so you get dagger. I get bracelet. Maybe you get, like, anklet.
Ooh. Let her rip.
Here's the look at you, kid. And I kind of toss the coffee off to the side and walk through.
Just douse some Dryad hot coffee.
And I pull my wand out and step into the water.
Yeah. You step in holding your wand, and he sees you because you walk into the white space, and he's like, hello again, my little dwarf. Or I guess that's what lady says.
Yeah, it's a little awkward when you say it. I'm not going to lie.
It's kind of creepy.
Fumar.
Didn't you enjoy our little games?
Oh, I always do. Hence the reason the wand's out. So you are familiar with Tyrmidin, you're familiar with Lady. Are you familiar with, let's say, somebody with a little bit of purple in him?
Purple.
Have you ever met Chubbs? And I kind of like try to summon the purple snake. Like,
what do you do to try and summon the snake?
I pull my like fifth ace out of my sleeve, like kind of like let it slide out, and then just start to think of just one of my regular spells as I like getting the purple to come out, yeah. Start to envelop the card, but then also like start to just think of some of the like upsetting things of the past and frustrations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you pull the card out, the snake is biting onto the back part of the card. And you do successfully to pull it out, and it's kind of just wraps around your arm and goes back up to your shoulder where it likes to kind of rest. And he sees it, and you notice that he, as in seeing it, is visibly nervous. But he does look at you and he's like, I am familiar. Yes.
Can you help me out any? What do you know about him?
I know that he chose you.
Yeah, I've heard that. Give me something I haven't.
What are you trying to learn about him?
Maybe the name of who chose me.
I can't give you that.
Yeah. How about...
I'll tell you
what
this.
I was chosen for.
He died a long time ago.
No, Chubbs is right here, man. And I point to the...
The snake is there. But the one who chose you died a long time ago.
Okay. Good? Bad?
Neither.
Neutral. Mm. Interesting. So why do people, like, freak out? Even you. You did a little flinchy thingy there when you saw this.
Do you realize how hard it is to kill a god?
What do you mean?
How hard it is to kill a god.
I don't try and kill a god. I haven't tried to kill a god. I've never tried to kill a god.
I understand that.
I don't get what you're saying.
It's difficult.
It's very difficult. All right.
But it is possible.
Oh. So you're... Wait. Did that explosion do, like, this to you and, like, turn Tyrmidon into a fox?
You walk through the other side of your...
Yeah! And in your hand, the wand's on fire.
Yeah, you walk through the other side, and in your hand, you're holding a coin. And it looks very similar to the one that hangs around your neck. In fact, it is the one that hangs around your neck.
Bummer, dude.
But you know that...
I'm like looking at it
pretty
like...
Pretty lame.
But you know that now, as long as this is in your possession, you have the lucky feet.
Yes. Nice.
So like a lucky charm.
Also, all of you have leveled up one level.
Yes, we're all looking at her.
So excited.
I'm so excited.
He just can't hide it.
I just can't hide it. I can hide some things. Level up.
Thank you, D&D Beyond, for making this so much easier.
No kidding. Manage levels.
So, we all are standing outside of
level 7.
The beautiful fountain, feeling fully restored, super good. Gonna go party it up tonight. People are cheering.
Is that actually how you're feeling right now, Scott?
I'm feeling a little like frustrated and disappointed, but that seems to be his like mode of operation. And so he's kind of looking at the coin going, I was always lucky, you know, and like take the necklace off and really kind of confused as to how the coin came off the necklace because the necklace is still on, but the coin's not. Mm-hmm. So slip it back down through the, you know, everything. I'm looking around and just kind of, you know, hey guys, I'll catch up with you a little later.
Okay.
And so I head off towards the like field of tobacco leaves and stuff.
Okay. That's actually where we're going to end this episode.
Today in Adventuring is an actual play D&D 5e podcast. For all business-related inquiries, please send an email to tadvpodcast@gmail.com. I'm Will, the creator and DM of the show, and we have Rich Powers playing Svej Batala, Ike Matum playing Raphael Grindich, and Cody playing Skondrag the Forgotten. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time to see what's happening tomorrow in Adventuring.